Facebook blacklists Michigan lockdown protest group. By Alam Bokhari on May 13, 2020. Facebook has blacklisted the page Michiganders Against Excessive Quarantine, a group with over 380,000 members that served as a central organizing hub for protests against Michigan's Chinese virus lockdown. Garrett Soldano, one of the leaders of the Michigan protests, said on his Twitter account that the group has created a new Facebook page, called Stand Up Michigan. They just shut us down. We have a new page. Here's the new one, quat, said Soldano in a post on Twitter. Invite. We will not be shut down. Soldano will be appearing on local radio this morning to discuss Facebook censorship. At 10:30 a.m. today I will be going on Wood Radio to talk about how Facebook is trying to censor our movement by shutting down our group of over 385,000 Michiganders, said Soldano. Tune in via 1300 AM or 106.9 FM if you live in West Michigan. As Breitbart News reported last month, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg considers anti-lockdown protests to be misinformation and declared his intention to remove them from the platform. The Facebook CEO confirmed that the posts would be banned to ABC's George Stephanopoulos on a segment of Good Morning America. Stephanopoulos asked Zuckerberg how the company deals with the fact that Facebook is now being used to organize a lot of these protests to defy social distancing guidelines in states. If somebody trying to organize something like that, does that qualify as harmful misinformation? We do classify that as harmful misinformation and we take that down, confirmed Zuckerberg, while at the same time saying that it's important that people can debate policies. Soldano's new page, Stand Up Michigan, has so far accumulated over 27,000 followers. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.